doing it on the moon, and we are doing it right here in KDNK. Welcome to the first Friday edition of Express Yourself, broadcasting from the heart of the Carbondale Creative District. And guess who's here? We're all together. I'm one of your hosts, Amy Kimberly, and
Brian Colley. Hello. Whoa. Oh, the team's back. And we're going to have some fun today. We have musician and poet Bridger Langford back with us for the second week in a row. And we're going to take a look at some of our favorite moments from the past and see what's coming up in the future.
That's right. And here's some good music. But first, we have Valerie Kelly, Jimena, and Alejandra Rico here to talk about True Nature and a special event. And Andean Cosmovision and the Art of Reciprocity and what that means in the Andean tradition. So tune in.
Tune in.
Oh, it's right there. Changed it, Brian.
Tune in.
And turn on.
Y'all do it. Yeah. Spread yourself. Spread yourself.
Cannot believe it's September already, and I am in a room with, I can just feel the strong female vibes, yeah, even though Brian is still here with us.
That's right, Anne.
It's a beautiful thing. I am here with Valerie Kelly and Jimena, and Alejandra is going to be doing some interpretation. Wait, were you all talking to your...
Yep.
There we go. I can hear you all. All right. Welcome. Well, before we jump into some of these deeper issues and spirituality and conversations, maybe you, Valerie, could give us a great overview of True Nature and where you guys are at this time in your evolution.
Thank you so much, Amy. I appreciate that. I'm Valerie Moore Kelly, and with the Connection is the Medicine Foundation at True Nature. We are a nonprofit. True Nature was really built as a gift to the community by our founders. And every purchase that folks come in to True Nature may not know, but every time you come into True Nature and visit the boutique or the cafe, the Peace Garden, all of that is in support of the foundation. And we're just really lucky that we can bring all these amazing programs. So guests here will have a chance to tell about that. True Nature and the Connection is the Medicine Foundation is really wanting to listen and collaborate and really respond to our community to really help us shape the experience of Connection. Of course, the Peace Garden and the campus, the Kiva, have such an amazing place where people are coming to not only do yoga and visit the businesses, but come to these wonderful programs that we have so many different offerings. So those donations help support, remove the financial barriers to people coming. So we make an effort to make that possible for everyone who wants to attend. that gift to the community really carries the founder's heart is in this work. And everything we do is just in service of Connection. So making that third space where people can come.
That's true. And it's such a beautiful space. Listening audience, if none of you have been to the Peace Garden, it is worth the trip just to walk around. Or if you have kids, all my grandkids, it's like one of their favorite spots. Yeah, we spend a lot of time out there, yeah.
Yeah, the Peace Garden's open from dawn to dusk and free and open to the public. We've got the labyrinth path you can walk and the reflexology path, and there's a wishing tree. Central little gem hidden away, tucked away. Some people don't know, but I hope you'll come and find out more about it. It's really closer to a botanical garden.
yeah,
than a town park. So we have, you know, it's been about 13 years since the garden's been built.
Wow.
And it's really become something in that time.
Well, I feel like I made some sacrifices. I took yoga during the building of of the downstairs in the Kiva, and you could just hear them working away while you, and it's just such a beautiful facility. We're very lucky to have it. It is right off of the bike path, the Art Way, so it's a beautiful stop if you're riding bicycles or walking. And then also, I mean, since Alejandra's here, you do yoga in Spanish there?
Yes, and I also wanted to say, and Trinitra is on 3rd Street, right? Corner with Colorado?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's 100 that's, North 3rd.
That's yeah. where it is. It's a gem, as it's been said. And yes, I actually started teaching yoga at Trinitra when it was tucked in a corner on Main Street mm-hmm. across from Pepino's back in 2009. Mm. And so it's beautiful to see the iteration now. What it the seed what it was and to see the amazing tree of life that True Nature is, and now its connection is the Medicine Foundation, so it's both. We just call it True Nature because that's how it started. And yeah, so I teach there every the last Thursday of every month, yoga in Espanol at 6:30 to 8, and everybody's welcome. It's donation based and it's an amazing experience for everyone.
Yeah, and it's probably a good way to learn Spanish, even if you don't speak it. Go do yoga, and then you'll pick up some extra words.
Yep.
Yeah. And also, you're going to be interpreting. We have Jimena. And Jimena, are you from Ecuador or from Peru?
Yo soy originalmente del Perú, pero he vivido los últimos 26 años en el sur del Ecuador, en el Valle de la Longevidad, llamado Vilcabamba.
Yes, Jimena was born in Peru, but she's been living in Ecuador for the last 26 years in the Bay of...
In the Valley of the Longevity in Vilcabamba.
In the Valley of Longevity in Vilcabamba.
Wow, I did not even know there was a Valley of Longevity, but maybe
I've been there.
Solamente dos en el mundo. There is just two in the world. Vilcabamba is one of them. Very, very famous. There is a lot of foreigners living there.
Yeah, yeah. Lovely. And so I'm very fascinated by what is Andean Cosmovision and the Art of Reciprocity, because as I was reading about it, it's something that really resonates with me, and just by hearing the words, but I don't really know what they mean. So I'd love to hear in your words what they mean.
Encantada.
¿Quieres que te
No, entiendo.
Okay,
sí.
Uh-huh.
Sí. Bueno. Saludo a todos los corazones que nos están escuchando en este día y es un honor compartir este mensaje. Espero poder tocarlos.
Greetings to all the hearts that are listening right now. And she is very grateful to be able to share this message and hopefully this will touch you.
Vengo como representante del linaje Quero, que es un linaje que guarda la tradición de el último Ailiu o comunidad de los Incas, los Hijos del Sol.
Wow. Jimena comes from the lineage of Kengo
Quero,
lineage. Quero lineage, and the last community of the
Inca tradition.
Wow.
Ellos estuvieron no contactados, ellos nunca fueron colonizados, ellos mantuvieron de una forma muy pura sus conocimientos porque antes de la conquista se resguardaron en las montañas más remotas del Valle Sagrado del Perú.
And so this community was not touched by colonialism. It was preserved intact, their traditions and their innocence, because they, before colonialism, they went up the hills, the mountains of Peru. What, ¿qué parte?
en el Valle Sagrado de los Incas.
In the Sacred Valley of the Incas.
Like 8 hours away. 8 hours away in bus, you know, mm-hmm. from Cusco City, like in 18,000 feet, you mm-hmm. know, like of altitude. So like, a través de una de sus profecías, que es la profecía del Pachacutic, ellos reconocen hace como aproximadamente 50 años que hay una necesidad energética, una urgencia energética en esta tierra, y que es tiempo de bajar a compartir su sabiduría y sus conocimientos.
Through a prophecy, 50 years ago they recognized that the vibration of the earth, there was the need, or not the earth per se, but humanity, there was the need for them to start coming down and share the message. Mm.
Esto es lo que se conoce ahora como la profecía del águila y del cóndor, y que en realidad es el tiempo y la profecía del Pachacutic.
This is the prophecy of the eagle meeting the condor, and it's known as the prophecy of Pachacuti.
Pachacutic significa la reintegración de todo lo que se fragmentó y que regresa a la unidad.
Pachacuti means the reintegration of everything that got dispersed, and it's time to bring together. And okay.
Sí.
¿Qué quiere el eagle y el cóndor? ¿Por qué? ¿Qué es eso? ¿Qué quiere decir?
Okay, te digo hablando el águila y el cóndor. El entendimiento de mis maestros en relación al águila y al cóndor no es que una energía tiene poder sobre la otra. Y in my tradition, there is not like there is one more powerful energy that is in relation with the other. It's not that is the mind and the heart that is fragmented also, you know. It's like the masculine meets the feminine in the nest of the hummingbird, in the nest of the sweetness. And that my altar, you know, in this time, that is the time of the rainbow, it means that have a space for everything. Everything is welcome because everything is complementary. So it's the time to come back to the unity, and it's the time to come back to the essence. It's time to come back of everything that is essential. And this is why all of the books of all of the traditions around the world are open in this time, because this is time of a very, very big switch and very, very big transition. It's a portal, it's an opportunity, but there is this new age, you know, that sometimes create a lot of confusion about. So this is why it's super important to come back to the pure sources of the ones that develop are really, really powerful and very pure and authentic relationship with the spirit.
Mm. Well, maybe you could run our country for a while. That's what we need.
And all of this is happening tomorrow at True Nature. So Saturday, September 5th, from 3 to 5:30 at the True Nature Center Studio. That's the yoga studio upstairs. So this is just a wonderful gathering to really share this precious relationship between the guardians of the high Andes and the mountains, and to learn how to make a traditional Andean offering.
Right, which is so cool. So I'd love to talk about the reciprocity, because I love the idea that even when you pray, your hands are open because you are open to giving back. Mm-hmm. I read that, and I love that image.
Yeah, for us in our relationship, is the condor from the south who carry the angel in his chest, mm-hmm. you know, and brings the sweetness to the north, mm-hmm. bring it back, the sweetness to the north. And reciprocity for us is the main source, you know, to sustain the well-being. Because in this system, you know, we always are focused in everything that we can get, and everything in constant lack of mm-hmm. everything, right. You know, wanting, if you say praying, you pray just asking for all the things that you need. and there is no time, you know, for this recognition that everything that we took from the mother and everything that we took with from the source without mm-hmm. the attention, you know, to take a gesture to recognize it and mm-hmm. to bring back in some way, you know, and this is what maintain and keep the balance in the earth and in your life. So it's time to come back to this, to the essence, you know, and because of the story of this direction of the earth, there is not guardians, you know, mm-hmm. taking care of the altars, taking care of the water, taking care of the mountains, taking care of the embodiments of the wisdom, you know, of the ones that are keeping the spaces, sustaining the spaces. So reciprocity is the language of mm-hmm. where we connect and set a relationship with the real elders, you know, mm-hmm. of the place. Mm-hmm. So it's super important to come back and to the community, start to be integrate in the territory, you know, mm-hmm. and start to feed the relation with the spirit, not just with the material.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. And you are considered a bridge woman.
This is how our tradition, you know, is our names, like mm-hmm. Pampa Misayoj, that is my, you know, like my charge, my mm-hmm. responsibility, my gift. It is considered that we are bridge in between the spirit and the community.
Wow.
This is our service.
Wow. So, Valerie, that is something that tomorrow people can learn more about. Yep. And it's only the opportunity is only tomorrow to be able to...
That's to be part, to take part in this
to for take
now.
Part in...
It's a wonderful opportunity that she's come here to visit. And so we're really excited about that. And you can find all the information on the truenaturehealingarts.com. It's our website. And
yeah.
Connection is the medicine. We also have everything there. And I'd love to mention a few other things.
Yes, yes. We definitely have time, and we should get into some of those other things.
Oh, well, thank you. So Connection is the Medicine Foundation really makes all these programs possible. And we've worked with these incredible people who come and bring this programming and co-create these emerging connection opportunities for connection in that, you know, sacred space on our campus. So we're super excited. September is an incredibly wonderful month, beginning on the equinox weekend. We have movement first and then ceremony. So I'm hoping that everyone will come and join our inaugural Connection 5K run and walk. We'll start in the Peace Garden.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
On Sunday, September 20th, 9 a.m. And that'll be a really fun race. You can come and walk with your babies and strollers. You can run. We'd love for you to join us. There's a sign up on our website. So please come and register for the Connection 5K on September 20th at 9 a.m. We also have that weekend a Sacred Balance Equinox celebration with Kate Mulheron. That's Monday, September 21st at 7 p.m. And then our wonderful kirtan is on the equinox, that devotional chanting, on Tuesday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. So that's more to be offered on the full calendar on the truenaturehealingarts.com. And, you know, donor support is really what keeps many of these offerings free. We also have a range of ways that you can give a generosity ticket. You can pay it a little bit more. You can also come and ask for help, and we want it to be accessible to everyone to join us. We also have other programs weekly that are, again, provided by our generous donor support, including our founders. We've got weekly Zen meditation. We have a concentric recovery group that meets. That's coming this Monday, 5:30. Care for Caregivers is a wonderful program.
That's been going on quite a while.
It has, and that's just an incredible place where our caregivers, everyone from mothers to teachers to people who work with anyone in work and care. So mm-hmm. that is open and welcome to the community. I think it's just a $5 donation. It's a really incredible place to come and learn about breath work or do yoga or dance. That's a really wonderful group, and we'd really love to see more people coming out for Care for Caregivers. That's Thursday, September 10th at 5:30. We have a community prenatal and postpartum yoga class coming up. We have community yoga weekly. And then, as Alejandra said, we have the yoga en español. We partner with Stepping Stones.
Nice.
So we just have a lot of wonderful people who, you know, call them our sacred partnerships, and Lead with Love, Jay Walker, Stepping Stones. There's just so many incredible groups that we're, you know, fortunate to collaborate with. And True Nature really is that place where we can all gather, that third space where we can come, whether you come to have a cup of coffee in the cafe and a meeting with friends, or you're buying a gift in the boutique, or you come and participate in yoga. It's all part of the same beautiful place, and all of your any profits that are made in those businesses go to help us continue to provide this wonderful programming.
That's fantastic. Yeah, we're extremely lucky, and I know people do come from all over to take in True Nature, because it is a special place. And so it was really exciting, because when I was reading about Ximena, I was drawn to it immediately, and curious about the what it all meant, because we are in a time where we need more of this kind of healing and energy to be going out in the world. I know we're in the age of Aquarius. It only took like 40 years to get here. But it's just also such a scary time, and people are always searching for what is, I guess, the meaning of it. And maybe it's not as much about the meaning, but maybe part of the meaning is to lead us to come together more, even though we're so divisive right now.
Yeah, it's about restoration.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Es sobre restauración energética, personal, colectiva, y con la tierra, con el espíritu.
Energetic restoration within ourselves and with our community and with the Mother Earth.
Which is exactly, the connection is the Medicine Foundation mission.
Yeah. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Well, I'm so glad that you're here with us. Any other words you want to share before we go?
Estoy muy honrada de caminar por esta tierra. Estoy muy honrada de alguna forma tejer y traer este mensaje del sur.
Ximena is very honored to walk on this land and to weave and bring this message from the south.
He tenido oportunidad de caminar por la montaña, de visitar los lagos, de visitar los ríos, de conectar mucho con la naturaleza aquí, y siento mucho que esta naturaleza está muy sedienta de atención, está muy sedienta de cariño, está muy sedienta de ofrenda.
Ximena has been able to walk in the mountains here, visit lakes, visit rivers, and what she has been feeling is that the land here, nature here, is very thirsty of our ofrenda, our offering to it, our
attention and care.
Attention and our care for it.
En mi tradición decimos que el camino espiritual es un camino enamorado, es el camino de los amantes. In my tradition we say that this path is the path of the lovers. We always walk, you know, when you are in love with someone, you bring flowers, you bring perfumes, you bring sweetness, you bring chocolates, you bring the most exquisite things, you bring crystals, you know. So this is the way as we relate with nature, because it's our mother, it's our source, it's the place where we come from. So we always take our time, you know, to bring to her back all with our best, all our best, you know. So this is how the South express the love to the mother, and this is what the way as I come here, because I don't feel that this earth is a country or countries, you know. We are one, we are one heart, and this heart is one beat, you know, and our beat is this beat. So let's share our gift, you know, and let's do it together because together we are strongest. This is the time to collaboration, you know. Selfish doesn't is useful anymore. So this is the time to come back to the tribe and to come back to the unity, and I am very happy to be here.
Gracias. Yes.
Gracias por
Thank
estar
you so
aquí,
much, Amy.
Jimena.
Thanks
all
so
right.
much for having
all
us.
All information, give them the webpage one more
okay,
time.
Okay, good. We have truenaturehealingarts.com, and everything's there under our events tab. Connection is the Medicine Foundation, 100 North 3rd Street in Carbondale, right off of Main Street. Hope to see you all soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, all of you, for being here. Little trombone shorty. He's up at Jazz Aspen this week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Labor Day festival.
That's right. Lots going on. I think the big one might be Bonnie Raitt for me and Red Clay Strays. What about for you guys?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the event I want to go to. I want to see the Red Clay. I love them.
Yeah, they just kind of came out of nowhere the last couple of years. We did try to get them at Palisade, but they were already, woo!
Yeah,
wow. Yeah, they shot to the top quickly. Well, we are in the studio with Bridger Langford, and now we got Brian's got his own microphone. He can speak up. And,
that's right.
Yeah, besides Jazz Aspen, which is kicking off tonight. Right? Does it kick off tonight? Yeah.
We have
First Fridays in Carbondale, and a lot is going on. You can start, and I can add in.
That's right. Over kind of in the 4th Street Plaza area, there's live music with Mountain Jam, which is an Allman Brothers cover band. We can close this. And we also have the September Bonedale Flea Market happening this evening. So I think it's starting right now and it'll continue through maybe 7 or 8. I'm not sure. But I think how many vendors are on that list?
Wow, there's one. I didn't count them, Brian,
like,
but it looks like there's 20.
Plus.
And we did get to see some of the stuff, and it was so cool. We've got Tenebrae out there and Lux. Two of my favorite local designers. They're showing things. We've got soy candles. We have apothecary with jewelry, flowers. Ooh, some good vintage clothes. And TRTC has got a booth selling some of their vintage costumes. Ooh.
I know. I got to check
that out. I
can't
wait to check it out. Yeah.
Carbondale.
And pollinator chocolates out there and baked goods. So should be a really rousing First Fridays, and I think the band is an Allman Brothers cover band.
Yeah, cool. Mountain Jam. Katie and Kay's got a booth set up by Pepino's to spin some records or have some DJs. And then I think
the fire truck is
the fire truck is further down across from like Fat Belly. From the Sunfire Ranch?
Yeah, from Sunfire Ranch. Jason worked hard transforming this old fire truck into a DJ, mobile DJ. He could be a Burning Man, but no, he is here.
He's
where
here
it's
in
really
Carbondale.
Happening in Carbondale. Well, Bridge, you know, last week you just talked, but this week we thought maybe we'd get some music out of you.
Oh, you know I'd rather sing than talk. Although we had a fun time storytelling the other day, didn't we?
We did. Yeah. It was so great. And I loved how you kind of did the singing talking story.
Yeah, trying to figure that out.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's a good one.
Thanks. Are you ready for a new song?
Yeah. You ready, Bri?
Let's see.
Yes.
So this song, it's called... Coyote, and I wrote it, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. It's brand new, and it's I don't know, inspired by a local friend of mine who, I don't know, it reminds me that we've all got this wildness inside of us that is constantly being, I don't know, oppressed or contained or pushed down by social norms. And this song's about letting that out. Oh, desert ice and a big wide grin. Well, I don't think I'm any good. Low ball whiskey and cold crushed ice. Well, my coat, it's stained with blood. And Kyle, you're a scavenger. You left the country for the streets. Oh, Kyle, you're a wanderer. I'll see you where the crossroads meet. But it's border lines and second lives. Well, I'm just running from the cold. They're polished shoes, fatigues and blues. Well, I'll be hunted all my life. And Kyle, your heart, a charmer. You smile at everyone you see. Oh, Kyle, you're a joker. Well, they better set you free. Oh, set you free. Set you free now. There's razor wire. A choice to be made. Is it death or war for all of my days? In these dried up rivers and burned out trees, just find me running through the blaze. But Kyle, you're a fighter, staring back at me through the fire. And Kyle, you're just an animal, bones and flesh upon the pyre. Oh, bones and flesh upon the pyre. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
so good. Well, did you not come in second at the whistling competition that was held earlier?
I wish I came in second. I came in fifth.
What?
Yeah, I know. I've been practicing all my life to come in fifth. And the worst part was I was bumped out of a winning spot by my best friend, Dan Schneider, who wasn't even planning to perform that day.
And who knew that Dan could be a whistler like that?
He should have known, though.
Just yeah. Look at him. He pulls out. That's right. He probably whistles while he works out.
Uh-huh, probably.
Whistle while you work out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This could be your next new song.
Well, thanks for making space for that song. I have to say, you know, the two of you helped inspire that wildness in me, you know, with your artistic flair.
Yeah.
All summer hugging. We've been hanging out and you know, making cracks in the system with our art. So thank
yeah,
you.
And that was a beautiful song. Appreciate I really, you know, and yeah. In fact, while you were singing, I wondered, because you were also a poet, like, are there, when you're writing words, are there somewhere you're like, oh, this is definitely should be a song. I hear the melody. And then others where it's like, nope, this is just a poem. How do you differentiate?
That's a good question. You know, honestly, I just want to write poetry, but nobody wants to hear it. So that's why I started playing music.
So that
people would want to hear my poetry. And yeah, it's been a process. Earlier this summer, I started a poetry fellowship up in Aspen, and at the Soldner Center for the Arts.
Great!
And that has been really transformative to my writing process. Just being around other observers, other poets, it sort of unlocked a certain writer's block. I thought I had to wait for inspiration to come, and this summer I learned how to grab it.
That's really interesting.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Go, Bri.
I'm not a poet. I mean, I've written some songs, but it's just fascinating always to watch somebody else come up with something brand new, a two-week-old song, and it's pretty developed, it seems like. It's impressive.
It's getting there.
It takes me like a couple months to flesh something out.
Yeah.
Because you are a songwriter as well.
Here and there, but.
Well, I've heard your stuff. It's good.
Cold Like That, man. It's a classic.
I didn't write that, but I get to sing on it. Yeah.
I thought you wrote that one. Oh. What did you write?
A little song called Goddamn.
Oh, yeah. Goddamn.
A little fiery.
That's a great song.
So now you have more new songs, too. Right?
I have one more, yeah.
Okay.
One more good new one. This one is about the manosphere.
That is getting so much press. It's like trending. Yeah. I'd never heard of it until last week. Well, I've experienced it all my life, but I didn't know. The manosphere.
Yeah. Yeah. If those who know me know, I've done a bunch of men's work in the Valley and, you know, definitely learned some things along the way in that journey. This song is called All the Men I Know. All the men I know, they all have broken souls. They cover up their wounds with many kinds of bandages. And the gauze, it's all soaked through, bloody black and blue. We're gonna have to build ourselves a bigger hospital. They say they're doing great with their eyes all full of hate, dancing the charades of the hypocritical. And it's the same old page, full of war and rage. You may have heard about it in your Bible, but they all say, oh, come back,
come back, darling. I need your love. Yeah, they all say, oh, oh, come back, come back. Oh, come back, darling. Give me all of your love. From president to pauper, well, they're fierce. I'll need a stopper. They're just vacuums left running through the night. And his cowboy hat, it's wide. And so's his cracking pride. Well, you can see it when he spits tobacco. And his collar's all turned up. His temperament, it's gruff. As he buys himself another rifle. 420 bucks. Oh, a fistful of bad luck. Just running to his basement to be idle. But they all say, oh, come back, come back, come back, darling. I need your love. Yeah, come back, come back. Oh, come back, darling. Give me all of your love.
Wow. Really, really. I like the way you're using your voice these days. It's sounding really, really strong good.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And your roadie is amazing. Where'd you find that guy?
Yeah, my roadie is responsible for me. In fact, I've got my dad here in the studio with me taking care of the hard work of roadieing.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for being here. And thank you for actually maybe introducing this young fella to Carbondale back in the day, right?
Well, the introductions are mutual. He introduces me to plenty of stuff, too. The introductions are mutual. He introduces me to plenty of stuff, too.
That's true, but you guys lived here
back in the day? Let's see, 87 to 93.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You taught at CRMS.
Yeah, really, his mother was the primary person there, but I did part-time work and with her, cared for Bridger and his sister.
Yeah. That's how they do. When you commit to CRMS, it's a whole family commitment for
that's
sure.
That's what it was, yeah.
Well, that's great. So what made you write that song, Bridge?
Well, just with my family here, I'd shout out to them. I mean, my dad and mom definitely tried to raise me as, you know, a different kind of man, a man that was like, I don't know, emotional, I guess. I mean, I saw my dad cry a lot as a kid, and I felt like it was okay for me to do that as well. Mm-hmm. And those feelings grew and grew and grew over time until they ended up here on this page, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost a lot of friends to the manosphere, and I mean that in totality. Rest in peace to them. If, you know, all of us knew how to feel a little deeper and express those things, I think we'd have a more loving, peaceful environment for all genders.
Yeah, definitely a healthier world.
And this is such a good way to express that, I'm sure. How long have you been songwriting and playing guitar?
I've been playing guitar for about 5 years.
What?
And I've been writing songs for maybe 2.5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's all pretty new.
Pretty
Do you feel
fresh.
Like there's another level of, like, I don't know, there's a therapeutic element to writing songs, and you've written poems for a long time, I'm sure.
Oh, certainly.
But to actually sing and the voice that you're using through some of these songs is, like, really powerful.
Thanks.
It's coming through, like, really strongly.
Thank you. Yeah, I started playing music and really putting it out there. You know, I actually just went straight to the streets and started busking even when I didn't really know how to play, because I figured the biggest challenge was playing in front of people. And showing that, like, emotion to, mm-hmm. to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I started playing right at about the time where I was just going through a really heavy, challenging transition in my life, and having the guitar right next to my heart somehow shook it all out of me.
It's wow. amazing. Yeah, I can tell. Yeah, you're doing good.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, so if you've just tuned in, you're listening to KDNK. This is Express Yourself, and we are in the studio with Bridger Langford, and Brian's here, and I'm here, and, you know, we're just going to have some fun these last 15 minutes or so. You know, Bridger, when did you move to town? 2 years ago?
Yeah, about 2.5, something
yeah.
like that.
And Brian, how long you been here?
I moved to the Valley in 2010, so
wow,
about 16 years.
About 16 years.
And whoa.
So, wow, we've just gotten through a really hot, dry summer. I mean, it still is summer for another 20 days or so. Well, actually not, because we're already at the 4th. Is it September 4th? Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, but we're at the tail end of summer, and so what was, like, something that really stands out for you this summer? Bridge, we'll let you start.
Well, this is more music related stuff. I recently went to a show of one of my heroes, Esther Rose. She probably was the Ooh. Fifth song I learned on guitar was her.
Oh.
And after the show, I went over to the merch booth, and there she was, and we got to talking, and then we became friends, and she came up and visited me, and we played music
oh, wow.
for hours and hours together.
No kidding.
And it was a dream come true.
That's awesome. Whoa. Where was she playing?
She was playing in Grand Junction.
Wow.
That's yeah. awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I know at least a couple of her songs.
Yeah. It was
wow.
That was the most magical moment of my summer.
That's
sitting
cool.
in Redstone Park playing with my hero.
Good
Whoa.
One. Good one.
Whoa.
All right, Bri, can you top
I don't
that?
Have anything like that.
Well, come on. You've had some
we had some really fun times with the band Sweet Jessup and the Dirty Buckets. We mm-hmm. did a little mini tour in June. We went over to Salida, actually, and got to play at their annual Fibarc River Festival.
Opening for Carl Denson.
Opening for Carl Denson.
Pretty
so
big.
We got to hang out with Carl Denson for a hot minute. And it was just, you know, memorable summer, and that the rivers are not doing well, and to go to a festival celebrating the river felt special in that way. Just to be part of that experience. That was a good highlight, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. See yeah. some friends over in Salida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. So much good music this summer, I got to say. I think Mountain Fair really nailed it this year. The Moon Trick set on Sunday was just off the hook.
Unreal.
I love that. Just when everybody's in sync and dancing and feeling the same vibe, you really can... You can feel that. Yeah, Palisade went good, even mm-hmm. though it was hot. It was just awesome, and their new beach was a really fun highlight. And I loved a lot of the music, even though we didn't get Shiny Ribs. That was a hard
yeah.
one. That was maybe one of the harder moments of the summer for me. But I don't know. I think, you know, I just last week was out on the beach at Onion Creek Beach, which is in Moab, along the river, because, you know, it really wasn't hot enough here. I needed to go somewhere hotter. But watching the lunar eclipse was just
Ooh.
Like, you know,
yeah.
being outside of a city and really getting to just lie there and take it in was a really huge highlight for me. And knowing that the solar eclipse had happened that day, even if we couldn't see it, or the day before, right? It was like the day before or something, that those two things were
kind of
happening.
Yeah, they are related. Like, there's a solar eclipse, yeah, and then there's a lunar eclipse not far along.
Yeah.
People say there's a portal that opens up. Mm-hmm. I think Dolly Parton got taken during the portal.
I know. So that's been really, boy, this last week or 2 weeks, it's been boom, boom, boom. Hmm. I know, Dolly. Well, Ximena, she talked about the portal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tomorrow we could maybe go and find out a little more about that portal. Yeah, it sounded really interesting. And now, this weekend is Redstone Art Fair.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, remember that?
Labor Day.
Yeah, can you believe it? Yeah, that thing's been going quite a long time, and there's lots of artists down there, and that'll be going all weekend, so people should get down there. They should come out tonight, the first Fridays. Anything else on your mind, Bri?
Are you performing anywhere?
Everywhere, but, you know, unsolicited on the streets, whether you like it or not. You know,
best kind.
I'll be there.
Sorry. That'd be a great tour name, you know?
Yeah.
And you guys have, you're at Basalt Sunday Market, Sweet Jessup, and the Dirty Buckets will be out there.
10 to 2. It'll be like 4 hours of Sweet Jessup.
Ooh,
and we're going to be playing basically every single song we know. But stay tuned. I think Morgan's about to drop our Halloween album any second. So,
didn't you write a song on that as
I do have a few of those.
Yeah.
It's from a recording from the Halloween party last year at the Thunder River Theater.
I know. We need to find a Halloween gig for Sweet Jessup.
Put the word out.
They got the Halloween.
We're looking for a venue.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. Halloween's right around the corner.
We got all the Halloween songs, originals. Well, yeah, we love Halloween.
So do you have one more song, perchance, you could sing us?
Yeah, absolutely.
What the heck? It's Friday.
Yeah, why not?
We're going to go out listening to some Bridger Langford. Do you have your music out anywhere?
I don't. You know, I accidentally stumbled into this the other day. Somebody asked me that question, and I said, no, I only play live, so you know I'm not AI.
Aha! That's what you got to do these days. Yeah. It's so true. I call AI Amy Intelligence.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
I only use Amy Intelligence. But yeah, everybody, look for Bridger out there on the streets. Come on down to Carbondale tonight. Carbondale Arts is putting on a party. And stay safe and enjoy your Labor Day. All right.
Oh, 10,000 times I called out your name. 5,000 times I prayed by the river. And do you look up at the open sky and wonder what the next day will deliver? Slowly they tell me the path it unfolds like amaranth in the late summer. The waiting for you, well, it sure makes me blue. I'll keep my eyes closed under the covers, and I want it to change. I want it to change. I want it to change. Oh, I want it to change. I want it to change right now. Yeah, I want it to change. I want it to change. I want it to change. Wanted to change. Don't you want it to change right now? Oh, I've seen your dragons out in the desert with their black and bloody spines. And I've chased with wolves through the dead of night, just awake, shaken and alone. So send me a letter, or conjure up a sign, just reminders that your footsteps are with mine. 'Cause it's quiet in the mountains, and I gave up on waiting, so with this old song I pine. And I want it to change, I want it to change, I want it to change, I want it to change. Don't you want it to change right now? Oh, I need it to change, I want it to change, I want it to change, I want it to change. Don't you want it to change right now? 10,000 times, 5,000 times, I want it to change. 10,000 times.
Awesome, awesome. Well, everybody, I just remember, I'm supposed to remind you that KDNK is doing planned maintenance at our main tower on Sunlight Peak today. So if any of this was a little fuzzy, hopefully it wasn't, because it was so good. And we heard it loud and clear. We hope you did, too. But it's just they'll be back at full power shortly. So do tune in. I think Brian's got something to say.
I just needed to do a little shout out to Tracy Harris, who is going to be hanging out at the Carbon Alerts Gallery tonight for her show. You don't have to be perfect, but you could try harder. And you can see the tiny print show as well.
Yeah, it's a great show. I urge everyone, get on out and enjoy the bounty of arts that we have. Thank you, Bridger. Thank you, Bridger's dad. And Brian, so good to be here with you again.
We're back, baby.
We're back, briefly. All right, here we go.